You're listening to episode 50 of the 360 Vegas Podcast. Visit our blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
This Tuesday is our one-year anniversary of launching the show.
It really has gone by fast.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot, and we've grown just beyond anything I could have imagined in the past year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you and I discussed at length the expectations we had for this show. And
well, Mark, everything we do is at length, but I think that goes without saying.
Overwhelming length. You're right. I apologize. I'm just being redundant at this point.
Right. That's all right.
But yeah, this has just been amazing. You guys are fantastic. Brian and I have more and more fun doing this every week. We get to meet fucking amazing people, and we get a shit ton of feedback to glorify us.
We do. We actually have a few emails we're going to read for you guys this week. God, I love getting emails. It's like I get so excited and giddy whenever I see email.
Agreed.
I'll read the first one, who comes from Charlie. Charlie writes, "Hey guys, just listened to episode 48, the Spring Trip Report podcast, and I must say that it was one of your best podcasts ever. You guys get better with every episode. I really enjoy all of your trip reports as it takes us on the journey with you and gives us, the listeners, some good reviews, commentary, and observations on the greatest place on earth, Las Vegas. The thing that I really liked about this podcast in particular was that it felt like we were listening in on a casual conversation among friends around the bar at a backyard barbecue. It just felt so natural and really gave us a better inside view of your sick, twisted personalities. And I love and is part of what makes 360 Vegas so entertaining each week. I also really enjoyed Karen's input and commentary on your trip. Mark and Ryan, you guys rock, but you really should bring in the wives on more occasions as they bring an additional element to the podcast. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to each new episode and the Vintage Vegas episodes as well. Sincerely, Charlie."
Awesome.
Man, thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, you know, we would bring the women in more, but we just think they're annoying. So
yeah, this is man time.
That's right. That's right. When they have something good to say that we tell them to say, that's when they come on the show.
Well, usually mine is cooking me delicious treats and snacks.
Right. I have to script my mouthy chick, so.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where she belongs.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
As Matt has pointed out so many times. So you belong in the kitchen.
Right.
Then we got another email from another listener, Eric Poole. Eric wrote us, "Hey, Mark and Brian, you two are infantile, penis-obsessed, thoughtful, intelligent, compassionate, would-be alcoholics who makes me spurt coffee through my nose while I'm driving, and I have some serious man-on-man love for you the same way Mark does for Brian."
No, wait a minute. Why is it the same way Mark does for Brian? Why doesn't Brian have the same love for Mark? I don't understand why we're singling that out.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that, because I mean, I've reciprocated multiple times.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, Brian. Everything else I completely agree with.
Yeah, anytime we're recording live, I mean, handies are just constantly going back and forth underneath the table.
We have perfected the art of the long-distance handy.
Yeah. Anyway, Eric goes on to write, "Love the Vintage Vegas episodes, love the regular episodes, love the idea of in-depth reviews of hotels, bars, restaurants, etc. Love basically everything you do in ways that should clearly have me consulting a therapist." I couldn't agree more with that statement. "Thanks for my favorite hour and a half of the week, Eric Poole."
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, awesome. Why don't you read the last one?
All right. Next one is from Jason. He says, "Hi, just finished one of the podcasts that talked about your March trip, the 360 Vegas vacation trip he's talking about. Mm-hmm. If you go one weekend later, you'll be there for March Madness, the college basketball tournament. I've gone to Vegas for the last 12 years for March Madness, and it's one of the best times in Vegas. Games start at 10 a.m., cheap buckets of beer, and games last till 6 p.m. I'll be there next year, March Madness weekend, March 21st through the 24th, and would be great to meet you guys, get drunk, and lose some money. Just a thought. Big fan. Love you." Love the show. Jason, you know, I would love to do that possibly if we end up doing a 360 Vegas vacation 2014 or something like that. But we specifically have this date because Karen's already got a conference that she's got to be in Vegas for. So there's really no way of kind of getting around
that. Just makes sense of doing it then, right?
Right, right. So, you know, we're going to have to stick with the dates that we've got for this trip, but that's definitely something that we're considering should 360 Vegas vacation turn out to be a hit and we decide to do more.
Although I will say this, he's absolutely right. I've heard from a number of family members who go around this time. I mean, they really enjoy going specifically for March Madness.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, he's got a great point there.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. People get to hang out with us and you know, enjoy March
Madness. And who wouldn't want that?
Well, Brian, everybody wants that. Now we're being redundant again.
Right. Let's move on. Thank you guys very much for the emails. Again, I love reading emails. I usually can't wait when I find out we've got them in. I wait all week in anticipation. Growing in anticipation. Anyway, that's enough. We got a couple of iTunes reviews, first of which is from Gordon Clark on May 22nd.
Titled it Getting Better, gave us 3 out of 5 stars. Gordon writes, not going to say it's terrible as I continue to listen, but as someone below said, the host, laugh at times, grates like nails on a chalkboard. they do have the best info on what's happening in Las Vegas as concerts and slot payouts. So I continue to enjoy, but fast forward through the, quote, comedy. Now, that's where I draw the line, sir. We are funny, all right? We know that for a fact.
Right, well, we know that.
Hence the reason you have to listen to my nails on a chalkboard laugh so often, because we're funny, sir. How dare you? You know what? I completely empathize with people who hate my laugh, because it's one of those things that when I was a kid, I fucking hated my laugh. And, you know, as all things, when you grow up, you just kind of let it go. And you're like, look, this is what I got. There's nothing I can do to fucking change it. So here it is. So as much as I hate seeing it, you know, in reviews, I totally get it. And I thought it was really cool that he still said that we've got the best information out there available. So there
you go. Yeah, that makes me very happy. I don't know. I think your laugh is hilarious. And I think most people in general would agree with the fact that you either are going to love it or hate it.
Oh, yeah. And it does seem to be that the majority of people love it, which makes it so much easier to deal with when somebody's like, oh, I hate it. I'm like going, well, the law of fucking averages is going to end up balance out to that. So,
right. Absolutely.
But let's go with let's end our listener feedback with some crazy love.
Let's go out on a high note. The second one is from Mike for the win, who gave us 5 out of 5 stars. Mike wrote us, this has grown to become my favorite of the Vegas podcast, just barely edging out 500. That's a huge statement right there.
Thank you.
It's a very informative podcast that touches on many aspects of what makes Vegas a great place to visit. The host / BFFs, Mark and Brian, deliver it with humor, with an occasional dirty word thrown in. I'd say it's more than occasional, sir. And an obvious love for the city. And with the addition of Annie Up, a very informative and extremely hilarious gambling tip segment, this podcast is a weekly must-listen for anyone that loves the city. Annie Up is the icing on the 360 Vegas cake. And I didn't even mention the occasional Vintage Vegas episodes. These are well-researched and extremely informative episodes chronicling Las Vegas history. Do yourself a favor and listen. You will not be disappointed.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, we just had a massive collection of awesome listener feedback, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We always like getting that. If you continue to do so, we'll always read them on the show.
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Random Vegas, sir. What do you have?
June 14th, 1960, the first Black Book was issued by the Nevada Gaming Control Board to every casino in the state, listing individuals who were not permitted to enter their premises. The original listed 11 men, all known underworld figures. We got that from Casino Player Magazine.
Always a phenomenal source of info.
Absolutely.
Moving on to our Vegas Mate Review of the Week.
This week's review is Uday's June 7th review of Holstein's at Cosmopolitan. Gave it 4 out of 5 chips.
Yeah, Ute wrote, yummy. The cheesesteak egg rolls keep us coming back. Wow, that sounds fucking great.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Enjoyed the chicken carbonara sandwich as well. Usually we get one of the many delicious burger options, but changed it up this time and were not disappointed. The shoestring fries were perfectly crispy, as they should be. Beer and drink selections are great. We did not have room for a s'mores milkshake made with marshmallow vodka. Had one last trip and may have to save room for one next visit. Seating at the bar and bar lounge area is seat yourself, so we did not have to wait for a table. That's a mighty fine review.
Yeah, yes, it is. I'm feeling great. We had a shit ton of verbal handies at the beginning of the show. Or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I very much enjoy being filleted via listener feedback. Always gets me up and ready for a show.
Right.
I think the listener feedback, especially when it's, well, if it's good or bad, I don't really care. I just like getting the feedback. It's like, that's like the fluffer for me. You know what I mean?
I agree. You know, I'm waiting for the inevitable hate mail, because I think you and I are just going to enjoy the shit out of that. Somebody hates us with the passion of a thousand suns.
Yeah. There's somebody out there who really just wants us to die, but we're not going anywhere.
That's right.
Take that. And then we've got our Twit Pick of the Week winner.
This week's winner goes to Amber Nalen for her picture of Vegas Vicky down on Fremont Street.
Amber was nailing Vegas, huh?
That's right.
Bad joke. Right.
Some consider that clever, Brian.
I would.
Back to the picture. It's a really great picture. It's high quality of a Vegas staple since 1980. Now, Vegas Vicky was originally known as Sassy Sally, but when the property became Mermaids in 2001, she was renamed Vegas Vicky.
I like Sassy Sally better.
Well, she was a property then.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I just like the name better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the only reason they really changed that is you had Vegas Vic downtown, mm-hmm. and like, oh, it's Vegas Vicky. Like, eh, we get it.
Right. Yeah.
But Vegas Vicky's a Vegas icon, and we're thrilled to add her to our collection.
Absolutely thrilled. Yeah, that really is a great, it's a great photo. It's definitely iconic. I don't think there's a better word to describe it.
That's why I used it.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
As always, we'll link to the photo on our blog. We'll put it up on our Flickr page. We'll feature it on our Facebook page, as well as the enhanced version of the podcast right friggin' now.
Yeah.
It's going to do it for the opening segment. Let's move into the news. First piece of news for this week is a little bit of information regarding the Neon Museum abandoned sign.
Yeah, Vegas Shatter did a story on this, but I'm kind of looking at it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
The Glass Pool Inn is located between Mandalay Bay and the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. It was originally named the Mirage, but Steve Wynn bought that name from them. It's known for its above-ground pool with glass windows all around it so you can watch people swimming. That is possibly the most disturbing sexually deviant amenity I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But go on. But the property closed in 2003. Now, at the time, their Easter egg blue sign was donated to the Neon Museum. However, 9 years later, the Neon Museum realized the sign isn't there anymore. So they reached out to their Facebook followers to find out if anyone knew anything, and several people commented seeing the sign being taken down at the end of May. Now the Neon Museum is referring to the sign as stolen. But I would have to disagree with that. That kind of sounds like abandoned to me.
I would agree.
I mean, isn't there a statute of limitations on a donation? I mean, you know what it actually reminds me of? Neon Museum kind of sounds like that shitty friend that you're like, hey, I got this fish tank laying around here. You want this? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take that. And then
the fish tank is the perfect example in this instance.
Right. But then they leave it at your fucking house. Like you're some kind of a storage facility, to the point where, you know, years later, you're like, you know what? You give it to somebody else. Or you just throw it away. And then they come back around. They're like, hey, what'd you do with my fish tank?
I'm like, yeah, that's funny, man. You know, like, you get that response when you offer it up and go, nah, yeah, I'll definitely take it. I'm going to pick it up later.
Right.
An undisclosed length of time.
Right, right. So, you know, I kind of get the impression that someone else agrees, because the Neon Museum issued a statement saying, removal and delivery of signs is the responsibility of the owner. We do not have the means or the right to go get the sign.
Right. Now, yeah, it shouldn't be their responsibility at all.
I agree. And it is a bummer that, you know, that they lost the sign. They weren't able to keep it, even though it was donated to them. But I just don't think you can say something you never actually had possession of is now stolen from you. So
no, abandoned was a good choice.
Thank you.
Next item for this week is Vegas gets super gay.
Yes, they do, Brian. They're gaying this shit up.
As if they weren't gay enough.
That's what we love.
We love it. We love the gays.
Yes, we do. I told you, I collect them like baseball cards.
Like Pokemon.
Yes.
Gotta catch them all.
They're slippery, Brian. They're slippery little guys. Yeah. Well, some big guys, but
because they're all lubed up.
That's right. Shiny and sparkly.
Mm-hmm. Glossy.
Since 2010, MGM has been gaying the shit out of Vegas. If only for a long weekend. This year, they are calling it Fabulous, subtitled A Gay Celebration Las Vegas Style. See, the gays get all the cool shit. I mean, you get subtitled for your thing. You know what? I'm going to call it right now. 360 Vegas Vacation, subtitled A Wangapalooza for a Collection of Dicks.
I love it.
There you go. See how we do? Fabulous 2012 will be July 12th through the 15th, and the event will be hosted by Mandalay Bay, but we'll have festivities throughout several MGM properties. Packages are available.
Packages.
Packages are available at my house and also
wherever I happen to be located at the time.
Right. But they're available for purchase at mgmresorts.com/fabulous. Festivities will include pool and nightclub parties, as well as discount shows and drinking offers. For those of you who can't make it in July, gay days, including the Pride Festival, are in Vegas September 4th through the 10th. Tropicana will be the host resort for this year's celebration, with events at the Adventure Dome, various nightclub, and dining experiences. Check out gaydays.com for more details.
Man, the gays party really hard, man. They do. And it just blows me away, because that even puts my, like, you know, like my Disney intern days completely to shame.
It really is impressive. Literally, I've had gay friends who are out at the club until like 4 a.m. and they're at work at 6 a.m. I don't know how the fuck they do it. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And you know what? It's really something. And I just recently encountered the Pride weekend down at Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife and I went to have dinner at one of the parks. And my God, dude, those guys, they party like I don't even understand.
They're fucking hardcore.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on from the gayness, we've got we've got a little bit of information regarding some system issues going on over at MGM.
Yeah, Friday, guests checking in at any MGM property had to deal with long waits because they were experiencing issues with their registration software. As I alluded, it was reported that this issue did affect all 10 of their Vegas properties, causing frontline employees to have to manually check in guests.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah. Now, a spokesman for MGM confirmed the system issues and apologized to guests. But issues couldn't have come at a worse time, with the Electric Daisy Carnival in town and the Pacquiao-Bradley fight estimated to bring in 115,000 visitors to Vegas this weekend. Ouch.
Yeah, that's really rough. Yeah. That, by the way, just as a side note, that Pacquiao-Bradley fight, while I did not watch it, I think the decision was BS. Did you hear about it at all?
No, I was enjoying
it. I know you're not a big fight. You're not a big boxing guy.
Well, boxing,
but,
I don't.
Neither am I, right. But I still like to follow it.
Yeah. No, what happened? Well,
Pacquiao lost by a split decision, but okay. When I looked at the numbers, I'm kind of blown away by that.
Yeah. See, I was watching the Celtics Heat game. And
just, yeah, well, I watched that too. Ugh. Yeah, which was painful.
Yeah. Go Thunder.
Yeah, really. I'll be tugging hard for them.
Right. I'll tug as many as I need to, Brian, to get this to happen.
I upgraded it from pulling four to tugging four, which
the upgrade, that isn't that significant, Brian.
you gotta upgrade your statement sometimes. Yeah. That's a level 3.
Right.
I really don't have designations, but I just thought it was funny.
It was.
Good.
As our listeners could hear, nails grating on a chalkboard there.
That's great. That's great. Next up, behind the scenes at Crystals. We've got some information about that.
Yeah, Vegas Chatter shared their behind the scenes tour with the GM of Crystals, Fareed Matraki. Most of the article was the same thing that we've heard about all the high-end shops not needing a lot of business because, you know, one purchase can cover a year's rent and yada yada. And how everything in Crystals was by design, including the extremely large retail space, the curved hallways, and the most exclusive high-end collection of shops under one roof in the world. It was actually an interesting article, but what I thought was most interesting is the explanation regarding why you never see people with bags, which has given the illusion that nobody is actually shopping. The Crystals staff are actually trained to approach shoppers with bags, explain who they are and who they're working for, and ask them if they would like their purchases to be taken to the concierge of their hotel or down to their car. The concept is that people with bags are less likely to go into another shop. I thought that was pretty cool. That's Disney-esque right there.
It is. Service sounds good. I didn't read the article because I really don't give a shit, but I don't know. The whole concept of the Crystals is really, really smart to me, mm-hmm. in the sense that it offers a unique experience. But I just don't think that the economy is in any state for it to be successful.
I agree. That's why I read this article, and that was the best thing I could pull from it.
I can't buy anything in that place.
No.
I mean, I could, but I wouldn't. You know what I mean?
You have sense.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. I don't have that level of disposable income.
No.
Put it that way. Next item on our list for this week, we've got an update regarding the Palms renovations.
And one of the reasons George Maloof said he sold majority interest in the Palms was so that he could reinvest in the property. And the RJ reported that since then, they have been in the midst of a $50 million renovation. Now, we've already talked about the new sports book and Tonic Bar partnership with Caner Gaming. Palms has also put close to $600,000 into renovating their pool, including cabana refreshing and adding day beds and couches. They have more plans in store for the pool area, including the construction of an indoor-outdoor bar. They're going to have an Earl of Sandwich opening July 4th in the food court.
So good.
Oh, I know. And after July 4th celebrations, they will begin a $12 million remodel of all 428 rooms in the original Palms Tower. Now, these renovations are expected to be complete in September. The One Group, owners of STK, are opening a new restaurant with a terrible name, Herrera, at the end of 2012. The concept is the...
I think it's Herrera. Yeah.
Is it? I don't remember. I remember.
I mean, either way, it sounds like an STD.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that before.
I'm itchy.
Yeah, it looks just like an oozing, dripping STD.
Ew. Now, the concept of this poorly named place is the creation of a sports bar without using a sports theme. Now, I like the idea, but I thought Skybox at Aria had already done that. So
yeah, it's a recycled concept anyway.
Finally, last weekend, Playboy Club officially closed. I got to be honest with you. I thought they already did.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go.
Internet destroyed that brand.
Yes. Yes. Well, it cracks me up that they keep talking about, we're going to open another location. I'm like, who would waste the money on that fucking brand?
Did you hear about what happened at the Playboy Mansion last year?
Maybe.
I guess there was a huge party that they... I mean, well, obviously all the parties are huge there. That goes without saying. But right. There was a massive party that they had there, and a ton of people caught Legionnaire's disease from the grotto.
Oh, I did hear that. That's right.
At first, I didn't know what it was, though. I thought just totally it was... That added so much to the story. But later they discovered that it was just Legionella. But my God, that's so funny.
Well, that's what happens when you don't properly chlorinate the cesspool of semen and shame in the...
A night's worth of bad decisions lots of people.
Right.
One big pot.
Right.
Moving on. Plaza supports downtown photography project. This was kind of cool. I like this one.
Yeah. Casino City Times brought us the story. The project is called Vegas Vernacular, and their goal is to preserve and document the historic signs of downtown Vegas via photography. So let me get this straight. You support people taking pictures of one of the most photographed cities in the world.
Well, yeah, but I like the fact that I think it's going to be chronicled better.
I agree. I'm just trying to be a smartass.
It didn't work.
No. Fair enough, yeah. Brian. But you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's a good point. Touche.
The project goes beyond the famous landmark signs on Fremont Street. It extends to the hand-painted illuminated signs through the city. Both the plaza and the organizers behind the project are strong supporters of downtown revitalization. Yeah, who the fuck isn't, really?
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody who's like, I hate that downtown. I hope it fails miserably. I hate it all.
I want to see it all demolished.
That's right. Now, a soft launch of the public website documenting the project is expected in fall of 2012. You know what? Let me stop you there. It's never a good first impression to do a soft launch. You just got to come in there rock hard and just show it to people.
Yeah, flaccid launches just don't...
Doesn't work,
they don't work.
It's been tried many times. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. I don't even think it's possible.
No, it's a history of failure, Brian.
Yes, it is.
But there you go. I'm sure as snarky as I'm being about it, it's actually going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Snarky. That's a good word.
Thank you.
Snarky bastard. Fontainebleau contractors are still owed for services. Surprise, surprise here.
Right, right. Over $350 million, to be exact. And it's affected over 100 contractors. The RJ reported they took their case to the Nevada Supreme Court this week and argued that they should be paid before loans to banks should be paid back.
Oh, okay.
Now, the sad part is that if they win, they probably are only going to get like 30 cents on the dollar. But I guess something's better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. $2 billion were spent to build Fontainebleau into the 68-story shell that it is today. Construction halted 3 years ago. I actually like the way that building looks. I mean, it's a shame that you know, odds are nothing's ever going to come of it. They're probably going to tear it down before anything actually happens to it. But
what a waste.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it. To be honest, if it had opened and Echelon opened, I would have stayed North Strip. Hell, if Stardust was still open and they opened Fontainebleau, I would have stayed North Strip.
Yeah, I was going to say that if they actually did complete it, it would have totally brought a new life to the North End. But
yeah.
Who knows if it'll ever... I mean, I would like to see somebody come in and purchase what's there and finish it. I highly doubt it's going to happen.
I agree. I mean,
I would just hate to see $2 billion worth of construction efforts just totally wasted completely.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't ever become the luxurious property it was meant to be, you've got a building that's virtually done. Finish it off and then put a fucking casino in it.
Right. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
We'll see. We also don't know how... You know, we see the outside and it looks... You know, almost done, but we have no idea what it looks like on the inside. It could be just a fucking storage facility at this point. So maybe they're not even close to being done with it.
Yeah, it could just be bones and that's it.
Right.
On to our next story. Steve Wynn announces that the new Wynn Kotai project will cost $4 billion to build. $4 billion.
I know, right? It's so weird how nonchalant they are about numbers like that. But the plans are for 2,000 rooms, 500 gambling tables, 10 restaurants, and all the amenities you would expect in a Vegas property, including an 8-acre lagoon in front of the property that visitors will be able to boat in air-conditioned gondolas on. Vegas Tripping actually reported an update yesterday. It was a new rendering of what they thought the building was going to look like. It looks like the fucking Bellagio with the brown and gold trim glass that they use in the Wynn Inn Encore building. And the most disappointing part is that this Kotai property is the collection of everything that they've learned. And it's like, oh, so you've essentially learned that Bellagio was the best idea you ever had.
Yeah, that's basically what it looks like.
That's so disappointing.
Next item on the list for this week, Vegas Chatter shares some details on the Hindu shrine at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, anytime you wander around Caesar's courtyard long enough, you can't help but bump into this gold Hindu shrine. Now, being Vegas, it's safe to assume that the reason it's here is because it's believed to be good luck. It's known as the Erawan Shrine, and there are only two in the world. The original is located in Thailand near the Grand Hyatt. The replica was donated to Caesars in 1984 by Thai newspaper tycoons who apparently were big fans of the property. Now, the Erawan Shrine houses the Thai representation of the Hindu god Brahma. The Caesars version is cast in bronze, plated in gold, weighs more than 8,000 pounds, and is 14 feet high. The multiple flowers, incense, money, and elephants you see cluttering the shrine are all offerings of gratitude for wishes granted by the god Brahma. Caesars takes all offerings to the shrine and donates them to Thai charities, but FYI, don't fuck with that shrine because they don't find it funny at all, and it is under surveillance constantly.
That's really cool. Yeah, I like it a lot, and yeah,
yeah.
It's constantly being watched. Right. So
I always wondered what it was. It was one of those things that you bump into, and granted, all my assumptions were essentially correct, but it was still interesting to finally get some details on that.
Yeah, no, that's a great item. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vegas Chatter is reporting that the Oklahoma State University is trying to patent the discovery of a new cut of meat they've named the Vegas Strip Steak.
Yeah, the tenderness is being compared to the New York strip steak, and it does not require aging or marinating to achieve tenderness.
Mm.
However, currently, it's not available in Vegas. It's only available in Chicago or Idaho. I don't understand how you do that. I mean, we've been eating steak for a while. How did you just discover? I mean, is this something they've been throwing away? Like, whoa, 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 hold on. Hey, we can eat this. We can totally eat this.
This is not discarded.
Right. I don't know how those things work or what the point of patenting would be.
Well, make money, Mark.
Right, but how are you going to patent the name? How are you going to make any money off the name? Like, are other people not going to? Is it going to be like the Super Bowl and people aren't allowed to say it? They aren't allowed to refer to it?
Perhaps.
They'll just call it the Big Game Steak.
Yeah, the Big Game Steak, right. And then in our final news story of this week, City Life blog is reporting that resident Vegas DJ Calvin Harris left the DJ booth during a set.
Yeah, Calvin... Says,
how dare he?
Well, he says his set was cut short by management because he wouldn't play a song by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, exactly. And I see why you didn't want to play. But management says that they never tell their DJs what to play and that a guest requested the song be played and then heckled the DJ until he got pissed and walked out.
It's fantastic.
Well, there you go.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You know, fuck you guys.
I'm going home.
I know.
Nice. We do have some prop bets for you this week. Prop bets, of course, is the extension of the news segment, just bits and pieces of news that we want to share with you. First of which being, you can now purchase Celine Dion's limited edition perfume Memento at the Coliseum Boutique. Although I don't know why you'd want to smell like a... Never mind.
I was eager. I was on the fucking edge of my seat. I'm like, oh, what's he going to say?
Most of the things that I do say whenever I attempt to be humorous is in poor taste. This one would definitely cross the line.
Oh, well. The Las Vegas...
Next time.
Right. The Las Vegas Sun is reporting that Spike Lee will direct the Broadway production of Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth. The show is expected to begin in August. Wow, Broadway, what a go.
Yeah.
What a go. Great. I think well done is what I was... Way to go and well done is what I was trying to say there, and it came out as what
yeah,
a done.
Well to go. it's well to go.
Suck.
Indoor-outdoor gaming pit, Bar 46 at Golden Nugget is now available, and it looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, I want to check it out. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nevada Gaming Commission announced that Bobby Christina Brown will not be charged for underage gambling because she's famous, and the evidence was inconclusive. I don't understand how video of somebody gambling isn't fucking conclusive.
Yeah, they threw her a bone on this one.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Paris now has a party pit called Ooh La La, complete with a go-go dancer runway. Don't care.
No, I know. Nevada gaming regulators recommended IGT and Bally's for interactive gaming licensing, namely online poker. Now they both wait a final hearing by the Nevada Gaming Commission at the end of June, and both are expected to be approved.
So that's going to do it for news and prop bets. Let's move on to Playing Vegas. Vegas is a segment of our show where we discuss upcoming acts and performances outside of the normal residencies that will be occurring within the next week. Starting off the list, Monday, Casablanca is this week's dive-in movie at Cosmopolitan's Boulevard Pool. Doors open for that at 7 o'clock. Admission is free, and snacks and drinks will be available for purchase.
Yep. Thursday through Sunday, Rodney Carrington is at the MGM Grand. His show's going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $100.
On Friday, Weezer will be at the Mandalay Beach. That show's going to start at 9 p.m., and tickets will set you back $62.
Friday and Saturday, Rich Voss is at the Empire Comedy Club at Paris. Show's going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $56 to $68. And Tim Allen is performing at the Venetian. His show's going to start at 9 p.m. Tickets run $66 to $106.
I would have to go to that show and just kind of poke him with a stick. Like, do the Buzz Lightyear, do Buzz Lightyear.
You'll be the guy heckling him in the crowd like, do Buzz Lightyear.
Do Buzz again.
Infinity and beyond. And he's just plotting to kill you.
He just kind of does a double take with the skull.
Right.
Do the buzz. Come on.
Say what he says in the movie.
I want to see your wings. Anyway, Saturday, Nickelback with Bush and Seether are performing at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. That show is going to start at 7 p.m. and tickets will range from $46 to $110. New Edition is performing at Planet Hollywood. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets will range from $55 to $120. And finally, Jesus and Mary Chain are performing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. That show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets will be $40.
Yep.
That's it for Playing Vegas. Let's move on to slots and jackpots. This week for our slots review, we are going to go over Bally's Grease, which is a 10-reel, 50-payline video slot and is the first release from Bally's to use the double play feature. This enables players to play two games at once, hence the game is actually two 5-reel, 25-payline games on the one screen. The game is available in penny denomination only and has a 300-credit maximum bet and a minimum bet of 60 credits. This activates all paylines, making you applicable for all the bonus rounds and four of the progressive jackpots. The game is themed after the 1978 movie of the same name and features many of the songs and video clips from the film. The machine can be played as a standalone or set in a slot bank of up to six machines, which is often found set into the body of the famous Grease lightning car.
Oh, I gotta see that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be neat. Talk about the base game real quick. During the base game, the T-Birds Mystery Wilds can be activated. This awards anywhere from 2 to 10 wild symbols.
And now we're into the bonus rounds. The yearbook bonus is triggered when you hit three yearbook symbols on the second, third, and fourth reels on either game. The Rydell High yearbook is then displayed, and you use Bally's U-Spin technology to flick over the pages of the book to select your bonus game at random.
I like the U-Spin technology. I think that's kind of cool.
Agreed.
Next bonus round is the one that I want, free games bonus. You receive 5 free games on both screens and includes stacked wilds that move from right to left, increasing your winnings for each spin.
Next is the dance-off free games feature. You are awarded up to 50 free games. In this bonus, you interact with the iDeck to select the dance moves you want the character to use. This can award you 5 times your total bet, a wild reel, or 2 free additional games.
Next one up is How Cool Are You bonus. You select a Grease-themed car on the iDeck, and then you watch your car race atop the display screen to either award credit values or one of the 4 progressive jackpots.
Too Pure to Be Pink bonus is themed after the Pink Lady Slumber Party, where you are given 3 selections of wigs, makeup, and jewelry to award credit values or multipliers.
That's probably Matt's favorite.
I would have to agree.
Yeah. And the last one is the Your Pick bonus. You are given a choice of either the Pink Lady, Rydell High, or a T-Bird themed bonus, after which you pick your favorite character from that theme, which awards credit values. The top progressive jackpot can be won when 10 scattered grease symbols appear on any payline when playing max bet.
Yeah, from my understanding, when they record Annie Up, Matt and Daz are both wearing Pink Lady jackets in their
mattress. Oh, okay, okay. That makes total sense.
So there you go.
Yep. Complete with NSYNC flair. We want to give a special thanks to Matt from our Annie Up segment. Check out 360VegasSlots.com for these details as a video of the game in action. Yep. We've got a few jackpots for you this week. Starting off jackpots, Tuesday, June 5th, Bellagio reported a $70,025 jackpot on a Twin Warrior slot and a $60,865 on a Port Royal slot.
Riviera reported an $11,112 jackpot on a 777 wild jackpot slot.
Moving on to Wednesday, June 6th, Binions reported a $4,000 jackpot on a $1 triple double video poker machine.
On to Thursday, June 7th, Binions reported a $3,150 jackpot on a nickel keno game and a $1,804.31 jackpot on a Pirates loot slot.
And then closing out the week for Friday, June 8th, Bellagio reported a $100,000 jackpot on an all-star poker machine. We don't have a leaderboard for you for June. We'll probably put one together a little bit later along in the month, possibly at the very end, depending on how we do. But right, keep in mind, those are Twitter-only reported jackpots. That's the only place we pull them from to kind of keep it simple. So that's going to do it for slots and jackpots. Let's move on to Vegas deals. Deals, we share with you ways you can save money while on your next trip to Vegas. And our first deal for this week is actually an affiliate deal. We do have a financial relationship on this particular deal, so if you book through us, we do get a little bit of a kickback. So it's a way for you to save money and help support the show at the same time.
Yep.
This one is the Venetian Palazzo Celebrate Carnival. After the success of the Winter in Venice promotion, Venetian and Palazzo announced that all summer they will be celebrating 3 different Italian festivals, complete with themed entertainment, art, music, and wine, etc. This will be going on from June 4th through the 30th and will celebrate art and feature 3D chalk artists, glass blowers, and interactive exhibitions. July will celebrate music with a concert series featuring musicians and vocalists in the Venetian showrooms, as well as an outdoor stage near the gondolas. August will be the food and wine month, offering classes, demonstrations, and meet and greets with various chefs. Various room packages will be available, with rates starting around $150. Deals must be booked by September 8th, and booking through us is easy just by clicking on the Venetian Palazzo banner on the blog, and you'll help support the show, and you'll get a great deal.
Yeah, you can book this or any room from the properties that we have affiliate deals with. You don't just have to book the specific deals that we talk about.
Right,
if you
want
to
right.
stay at Venetian, Palazzo, Tropicana, or any of the Caesars properties, just click on the banner on our blog, and whatever it is you book, we end up getting credit for it, and you get a great deal.
Absolutely.
Moving on, Binions will be hosting Kiss the Sky parties at their rooftop pool this summer. Parties will take place every Friday starting from 9 p.m., June 8th through August 31st. Admission is free. Guest DJs will be in attendance, and drink specials are available, including $3 Miller Lite drafts, $3 Red Bulls, and $4.50 for Bacardi cocktails.
Imperial Palace has a new day show. His name is Jeff Civilico, and he's a juggler and comedian. You can previously catch Jeff's acts via his multiple appearances in Nathan Burton's show at Flamingo. That show is going to be going on daily at 2 p.m., and tickets for that will range from $30 to $40.
I don't think there's anything you can do to get me to go see a juggler.
No, not for $30 or $40, especially.
Yeah. Total Rewards dining discounts we wanted to share with you. Vegas Chatter.
Yeah, this is really great, too.
Yeah, they put together yet another phenomenal list, and we want to share it with you. The new Total Rewards program not only gives you credit for non-gaming money spent at things like restaurants, but now they're actually going to give you a discount on top of it. Now, currently, the list includes Rio's...
Boom, discount.
Yeah.
Sucker.
The list includes Rio's Carnival Buffet and the All-American Bar and Grill, Pyrrhus's Le Burger Brasier, Hera's Cafe Buffet and KGB Burger, Flamingo's Center Cut and Cafe, and there's a complete list of other areas in which you get discounts. We didn't want to just run them all down for you, but you can check that out, of course. You'll find a link to that on the blog.
Last time I was in Vegas, I ate at Pyrrhus's Le Burger Brasier, and I thought the burger was delicious.
Really? That's actually on my list of things to do for the next trip.
I very much enjoyed it, and of course, I had the I had one of my uncles with me, so I got to, again, enjoy the awesomeness that is riding his coattails. Thanks to the 7 stars level, we get immediate seating, and it's awesome to see the faces of people who have been waiting for lengths of time to see us be seated immediately upon approaching the hostess station.
Did you make a big scene? Like, fuck, how long have we been waiting here? 30, 45 seconds?
Mike, actually, I thought about it, but I did not go through with the dickery. But next time I'll be sure to do exactly that.
Absolutely.
But it's awesome. You just kind of look over at the people waiting there. They're so hungry. And you just kind of smile. I'm like, boy, I can't wait to eat. I am an ass. Oh, well, you come to expect this.
That's
from me.
Right. Yes.
Summer of Cirque has begun offering tickets as low as $55 for all their shows. We'll provide a link so you can take advantage of that if you're interested.
Yep. The Garden Grill at Circus Circus has all-you-can-eat ribs every day for $17.
Ribs. I ate ribs. That's why I'm doing this.
Oh, I love callbacks.
I love it. During the month of June, PBR Rock Bar is offering 20% off of your total bill if you bring in your active military ID, so take advantage.
Yeah. Leonard Skinner Barbecue at Excalibur has a happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can enjoy $5 appetizers like grit fries. Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
They also have fried dill pickles and Texas nachos. They offer $4 draft beers and $5 well and house wines.
I don't think I'll ever set foot in this place.
No.
Let alone try their stupid grit fries. Hooters has extended its free steak dinner for out-of-state visitors through June. You just need a valid ID.
And lastly, El Cortez is serving free slices of apple pie Thursday, June 14th from noon to 6 p.m. in honor of Flag Day to all Club Cortez members while playing slots and table games.
I love apple pie.
Yes.
It's quite good. If you haven't had it, it's quite good. You can check out these and all the deals we report on the show at 360vegasdeals.com. That's it for Vegas Deals. Let's move on to coming attractions. We've got a robust list of performances that are going to be coming up in the future.
I was going to use that exact word if you didn't.
Robust, yeah. Yes. I kind of knew you were going to, so I wanted to beat you too.
Right? Just cock block me.
Yep. Nope. I'm using it. The first one on the list for this week, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp featuring Jim Simmons.
Jim. He's a good guy.
it's Gene Simmons, Zach Wilde, Vince Neil, Sebastian Bach, and many, many more will be at the MGM Grand October 10th through the 14th. Multiple packages and experiences are available starting at $2,500. Going up to $7,000.
I think it kind of goes without saying that when you have multiple packages, there will be multiple experiences, good and bad.
Oh, absolutely. Some bigger than others.
That's right. Some fit just right.
I guarantee you, this number is just astronomical, but I guarantee you there's going to be plenty of people there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Kathy Griffin is returning to the Mirage Saturday, September 8th. Her show's going to start at 10 p.m. Tickets run $60 to $90.
Matt Bronger? Is that right?
I have no idea.
Might be Matt Bronger or Matt Bronger. I've never heard of the guy. But anyway, this guy is performing at the Empire Comedy Club Paris. He'll be at the Empire Comedy Club at Paris on Thursday, going through Saturday, July 12th through the 14th. That show's going to start at 8 p.m., and tickets will range from $57 to $68.
Robert Kelly is performing at the Empire Comedy Club at Paris Thursday through Saturday, July 19th through the 21st. Show's going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $57 to $68.
The Fray and Kelly Clarkson are performing at the Chelsea at Cosmopolitan on Friday, July 27th. That show's going to start at 8 p.m., and tickets will be going for $95.
Joe Walsh is performing at the Pearl at Palms Saturday, September 22nd. His show is going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $62 to $135.
Rock and Blues Fest featuring Edgar Winter Band, Rick Derringer, and more are at the Pearl at Palms Sunday, August 5th. That show is going to start at 7 p.m. and tickets will be ranging from $50 to $82.
The Australian Pink Floyd Show will be performing at Pearl at Palms Saturday, September 29th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $55 to $87.
Eddie Vedder has rescheduled his appearance at Pearl at Palms for Wednesday and Thursday, October 31st and November 1st. The show's going to start at 8, and tickets will be $92.
Peter Gabriel is performing at Planet Hollywood Friday, October 5th. Show's going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $75 to $270.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I have this one, actually. Jabberwockies begin performing in their freshly pitched tent in Monte Carlo's Pork Shore on Wednesday, June 8th. That show is going to start at 7 p.m. Sunday and Monday, and then Thursday at 9:30, Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9:30. Tickets will be starting at $61.
I'm told it's a formidable tent, Brian.
Well, it must be.
I just wonder if people coming up to the Pork Shore for the first time, like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's Jabberwockies there.
You know, I don't know how it would feel if you're part of that. If you're part of that cast, just to one day get some news and say, all right, guys, listen. We're going to move you out to a tent in the Pork Shore. You're going to perform there.
Right.
God, that's like the ultimate slap in the face, isn't it?
Well, they're still getting paid to do shows. It seats a couple hundred people, and they're going to end up
No, I know, but it's just, okay, you're going to go from a theater, a legit theater. We're going to put you in a tent in a place where we normally park cars. And I mean, am I right? I'm not exaggerating this, and I'm not kind of downplaying it in any way. They're putting them in a tent.
Yeah.
In a glorified valet.
I've tried to polish this turd, Brian, but it is a turd, in fact.
You're not shining this up anyway. No, you are not.
No. Jane's Addiction is performing at the Boulevard Pool at Cosmopolitan Friday, September 27th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets will be $63.
Like, with Absinthe, I kind of understand because they started there. Right. Like, they started in a tent in the middle of just this cemented area.
Right.
But
I'm with you. I'm sure they're just happy that they still have jobs, but yeah, I'm sure.
Mark, they're in a tent.
I know.
They're in a tent.
I don't know what to tell you, Brian. I don't know what to tell you. It is in a tent
they're
if
in
you
a
would
big
like to see
Pullman
it.
Tent. They're gonna be serving drinks out of coolers.
That's how you get all the drinks. They're just in these giant coolers. Just with ice and shit in them. Just as fucking picnicky as you can make it. It's like a can of Bud. We got Bud and Miller Lite.
We got koozies. Get your Jabberwockies koozies.
Those are two amazing words put together.
This is bad.
Jabberwockies koozies. There's the title for the show.
Yep. All right. I just don't like it. They're in a tent.
I'm getting that. That's become pretty fucking apparent.
Stone Temple Pilots are performing at the Pearl at Palms on Thursday, September 20th. That show's going to start at 8, and tickets will be ranging from $60 to $102.
And Tim Allen will be at the Venetian Friday and Saturday, August 3rd and 4th.
Again, doing Buzz Lightyear at the Venetian.
Right. He's also going to be back on September 28th through the 29th.
He better be doing Buzz anyway.
His show's going to start at 9 p.m. Tickets are $66 to $176. I wonder if that is just his worst nightmare. It's just some guy that's just constantly heckling for Buzz. just some little kid, so he can't even yell back at him. Why? I mean, why a little kid is at his show? I don't know, but
no, they shouldn't be.
He was Buzz Lightyear, so yeah, it's confusing.
You know what? If I went to the show, I would have to wear my Buzz Lightyear costume T-shirt.
He'll hold up a handmade sign. You're number one, Buzz.
Moving on, Lacage, the long-running female impersonators, is returning to Riviera after a three-year hiatus.
It was confirmed this week that, actually a few weeks ago, but that Viva Elvis is closing August 31st. And
you weren't here a few weeks ago.
That's right. That's why, you know, I
clearly. You were there.
This was written a long time ago.
Yes.
But it was confirmed that Viva Elvis is closing August 31st and Phantom is closing September 2nd.
And finally, the hair metal 80s musical comedy rock of ages will be performing at Venetian starting this December. This is the live version of the movie set to come out next weekend, starring among many Tom Cruise. To get an idea of what this is about, think Spinal Tap meets 80s hair metal.
Yeah, I can't really think of a better way to describe it.
No, and I don't want to think about it even, but...
Move along, quick.
quick, let's end the segment. Don't forget, you can find links to purchase tickets to these and all the artists we report on our coming attractions calendar on the old blog. On the old blogzilla. That was stupid. Let's move on, Annie.
Welcome back to another segment of Annie Up. I'm Matt.
And I'm Daz. You're like looking at me. I'm like, you want me to say something now?
That threw you off. We had our first letter this week, and I wanted to read it with all you guys today.
Sweet.
This came from us from at Michael Simons, one of our Twitter followers and listeners.
In the mail?
No, it came by email. It came by email.
No one uses letters anymore.
Michael wrote, "Nothing major happened. At about any place I went to, drink service was almost non-existent. I went to the Wynn for my first time and signed up for their Players Club and sought out a video poker machine. I found a $1 progressive VP machine, which is a bit beyond my budget, but what the hell, I'll try it. No shit, I swear I lost 20 hands in a row. I did not think I was even at the machine for more than 5 minutes. Every hand out was just junk. I went back down to a quarter machine and experienced the exact same thing. Licking my wounds, I went back to Mirage and experienced again the exact same thing. So it is now getting late and I haven't even played blackjack yet. Now, all of Mirage's good $25 blackjack games were cranked up to $50 minimums, which is fucking high. Yeah. Wow. Playing $25 is tough for me anyway, and I simply do not have enough money to be betting 50 a hand. I never got to play on my trip. So now I sit here waiting for my breakfast so I can get to the airport and get out of this wicked city. I am like Mark and already know you're going to take my money. At least give me some entertainment value while doing it. I had none of it last night. Cheers, guys.
There's nothing more worse than playing above your scale.
Nothing. I love your grammar. More worse.
Well, what's worse?
It's more worse?
Nothing is more worse. Then when you go on, like we've done it a few times, we played blackjack out of scale because we wanted to be in a certain place in a casino and you get raped.
I know.
Like you just want to hover when you're playing out of scale. Like you're doing it more for the fun to actually play out of scale and get your ass whooped 20 hands in a row. Painful.
Yeah. He wasn't playing blackjack when he did that.
Video poker. Same structure, I'm saying. Like, he went out of scale to play a game and then he still got
pummeled doing it.
Yeah, no.
But thank you for that, Michael. We really appreciate the letter. It was our first letter. We've had a bit of Twitter interaction, but that was our first email. We really appreciate it.
People are starting to like us. Or hate us.
Either way, we'll get hate mail soon. All right.
It's because I'm a special needs child. They're trying to support. Like, well done, you're special.
Tap you on the head. Mess up your little hair, your little ragamuffin. We thought we would take a slightly different angle in this week's segment and do our first basic how-to piece. We intend to give you basic how-to training segments on different games and then discuss strategies and tips to that game in future episodes.
For our first how-to, we are going to discuss Caribbean Stud Poker. This is a very simple game to learn, so we thought it was a good starting point.
Who shall playing Stud Poker? Sorry, that's a really old Simpson reference.
Somebody goes, hit me, 21.
Yeah,
hit
when Homer's playing. He gets the rule card in a game of blackjack. What is this card? All right, here we go. You must firstly place a bet in the ante box and an optional dollar bet in the progressive jackpot spot. 5 cards then dealt to each player and to the dealer, with one of the dealer's cards exposed to all players.
You then look at your cards, but must not show your cards to another player. You now decide if you want to keep going or forfeit your ante and jackpot wager.
Now, just for a little side note there, you can lift your cards a bit for the person next to you to see.
Me and Matt always look at each other.
Yeah, we always take a cheeky peek, but be careful because the casino can technically reprimand you for it.
All you do is sort of hold them up like you're looking at them.
Don't make a big deal out of it. Just lift them high enough for the person next to you because that is an advantage, obviously, to know what the person next to you has got.
Yeah.
If you decide you want to play on, you must place a wager that is double your ante bet. You then place your cards face down on the table and wait for the dealer to take the folded hands and bets.
The dealer will then expose his four other cards. For the dealer to qualify and pay all bets, he must have an ace and a king or higher. So, obviously, pair. Ace and a king together, not just an ace by itself or a king by itself.
Ace, king, or a higher hand.
Yeah.
If he does not qualify, the dealer will pay even money on the ante bet, and the bet or raise wager will be considered a tie or a push.
Obviously, if the dealer does qualify and his hand is ranked higher than yours, you lose everything. Yeah, you lose all your bets, obviously, because you're a loser. If he qualifies, however, and your hand is higher, then you will be paid both your ante and raise bet based on the pay table display.
Now, this is the standard pay table for pretty much every Vegas casino. For a pair and lower, you're paid 1-1. For two pair, you're paid at 2-1. Three of a kind, 3-1. A straight, 4-1. A flush, you're paid 5-1. A full house, 7-1. Four of a kind, you're paid at 20-1. A straight flush, you're paid at 50-1. And a royal flush, you're paid 100-1.
Been a while since you played this game.
Yeah, it's so basic.
It's fun. I enjoy playing it, but I just did not play it for a while. The side bet will be paid depending on casino's house rules and jackpot pay tables.
Now that works usually though. The standard way that's done, if you get a royal flush and you've put a bet in their side bet, you'll usually be paid, I think it's 100% of this.
Does the whole table get it? Or am I making,
the table often gets a proportion of it.
And
you might get the whole thing. Yeah. It's all different. Casinos have different rules.
Yeah.
It is technically a sucker bet.
I don't remember doing it.
Me and you don't. Yeah. But most, probably 90% of people do.
Yeah.
Better.
we'll never make enough money to live off at the casino.
Yeah.
You guys will get it and you'll make plenty more cash now.
If you wish to contact us with a gambling question, have a gaming story you wish to share, or have any feedback, you can find us on Twitter at 360AnnieUp or drop us an email at 360AnnieUp@gmail.com.
And just imagine Matt and Daz in their mattress teepee, but Matt's got the little water spray bottle for Daz. Well, he gets out of line.
like a cat or a dog when they're doing something wrong. Just
focus.
I know.
Oh, God.
Good stuff, you know. I like it.
Yeah. Michael's email to them was, you and I have had a number of conversations about this. And as a matter of fact, I think you and I actually had it while we were sitting at Video Poker in Vegas last year about just the amount of money that you're betting per spin on video poker.
Right.
And in a way, we also had a quick Twitter interaction throughout the week regarding, us being, well, primarily you, even though I think I'm worse, but being cheapskates in Vegas. And it just comes down to one, discipline and restraint.
Yeah.
I can go with any amount of money and, if I'm not enjoying myself, then it's all just wasted anyway.
Right. No, I'm with you. You and I don't chase jackpots. We've never had the desire to win the big one. I've never thought that was going to happen in Vegas. So we really just find games that are fun and play them.
I've gone with thousands of dollars and I've gone with just a few hundred. And I've had more fun betting less and just enjoying the experience and not worrying about how much money I'm blowing.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So, I don't go to Vegas with any intention on being profitable or winning. I just go to have fun and hang out with friends and just get hammered and have a good time.
Yep.
So,
teach their own.
Yep. So, again, always a special thank you to Matt and Daz for putting together a great Anti-Up segment. Yeah, and also I wanted to extend a special thank you to Matt for filling in for me last week. We've got a great family of people in our community, I really appreciate him stepping up and filling my shoes while I was out taking care of business. So
yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Matt.
I also was thinking, do you think they have their actual mail, their real mail, delivered via Kangaroo?
I can't imagine any other way that it is delivered, Brian. I mean,
like, there's the little kangaroo in the pouch, and he just kind of reaches up and hands you your shit. They just kind of bleep off.
Right.
I don't know.
Like Pony Express, but kangaroo.
All right. Well, that's enough from us. it's time to get out of here. We had a great show, episode 50. Wow, episode 50.
I know.
Happened so fast.
Pretty awesome.
Yes, it did. Or it is. Anyway, let's close it out. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, all kinds of other stuff. Go check us out. You can find links to all of our social media outlets at 360VegasPodcast.com, where you can also find links to all of our show notes and links and other good stuff from this week's show. That's it. I got nothing else.
Yep. We'll see you next week.